Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:06 Tuesday morning, and it's time for us to call a winner. This part of our program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Human, go ahead and dial it up. We have been giving away tickets for our live secret show coming up on June 28th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. And each day, of the four people who win the tickets, one of them is our grand prize winner. And they get a two-night stay at the Fairmont, so you get to party with us the whole time that we're there. Don't forget, on the 29th, we are doing a live morning show broadcast. And that's open to the public. You do need tickets, though. So we're calling today for the secret
party,
show.
For the party.
Who's this guy?
This is Marie. Marie from Novato.
Hello.
Marie, is it Marie?
Hi.
Hi, Marie. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good. So you won some tickets yesterday for our secret show.
I sure did.
Well, congratulations. We can't wait to see you out there.
I'm excited to be there.
Yeah. We're calling you today because you are yesterday's grand prize winner. You have two nights at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. We're going to be partying together the whole time.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Actually, you'll be partying with Sarah's husband.
Yes, but, actually, you know. Vinny and I will be going to bed early.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah.
He brings a guitar. He stays out late.
Sure.
We'll beg
awesome.
You at some point.
I'm
please,
so excited.
Please join us in the morning, please.
Yes.
I will.
Okay, good.
You got to get up early and get there for the live broadcast. So who are you going to bring
with
you?
I'm a teacher and on vacation now, and so I can actually do the daytime secret show.
Good for you.
Happy summer. You going to bring another teacher
well,
with you?
After a couple of days of training. I think so.
All right. It's perfect. Now, it's very exciting. It's only a couple of weeks away. And Marie, thank you for being an Alice listener.
Well, I'm a huge fan of you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Marie.
Hold the line. All right. There we go. We'll have another grand prize winner tomorrow. The 2017 Mazda 3 named Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. I get confused. We have so many different giveaways for this thing. I was almost going to be like, so you're ready to be in the narwhal race? I'm like, it's not the narwhal thing right now.
That's the next one.
Hey.
We also have the Dad's Day coming up, and we have the best clip.
Oh.
So funny.
Oh, yeah.
We also have one.
Oh, is this the one? Did you guys do the one that
we
I
did,
wanted?
Yeah, we did the one.
Yay.
So on this, thank you, Brand.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
You're welcome.
Is this part of the celebrity trash?
It could be. You want it to be?
The celebrity trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
That is a pretty significant day in the history of the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. 8 years ago on this date was the very first cone of shame.
Oh.
And Anthony, our overnight guy, had a picture of it. And it was me getting the very first cone of shame. So I put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I just thought it would be...
it's Facebook. Okay.
Yeah. I just thought it would be kind of funny.
That was fun.
That is funny.
Look back at that.
Yeah, we've been doing we're pushing 10 years doing the secret show. And when we say things on the secret show...
Here we go. Secret.
Oh, it's secret?
What?
What is that music for?
Does anybody know? Nobody knows?
Oh, it must be from Up.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where the cone of shame comes from.
That's right. But
deep, Bryn.
Very. That's a deep cut, Bryn. Good job.
Right.
I'm like,
it's not
what's
I play
the
things
what's
out
up
of
with
context.
The music?
I never do that.
So on The Secret Show, we all have to feel free to tell all our secrets. It's just a podcast that people have to go out of their way to get to. And so what happens there doesn't get shared on the air. And if it does... The cone of shame makes an appearance.
Right, except the cone of shame really isn't a fair punishment, and we've all stopped telling our secrets because we realize they end up over here. And the cone of shame
it's worth the cone of shame sometimes.
Isn't nearly enough punishment.
We should be charging money.
Oh. I love that movie so much.
So good. The Warriors won last night.
Yeah, they
very
did.
Exciting.
Was there a list of celebrities there?
Oh, there were so many.
Who was
in
that?
Fact, I don't know for sure if it was the guy from The Counting Crows.
Oh, Adam. But,
Duritz.
Duritz.
But somebody had a fake dark black mop of dreads on his head. It was just courtside. I know he's got... Was it him? Can someone tell me?
I don't know if it was
Chris Rock was right there, courtside. You know, I'd heard courtside tickets were $90,000 each. Chris Rock was courtside. Snoop Dogg was courtside.
It says P. Diddy was there.
Diddy?
Snoop is wearing a blue shirt, and the missus goes, "Oh, look, I think he's rooting for the Warriors." And I was like, "I think he's a Crip. He's a gang member."
Oh.
Sorry to ruin your fun. Yeah. I think that's what that is.
Maybe it's a combo. Two birds, one stone.
Maybe. Could be. Know. But there he was with his hair. He's got the longest hair. I think he usually has it in braids or pulled back, but they were flowing.
Oh. He had flowing locks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah.
And it looks like... the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers was there.
Aaron Rodgers was there? I didn't see him.
Well, he's back out on the meat market now that he broke up with Olivia Munn. So he's, you know, checking out the cheerleaders,
well,
the dancers.
Well, hopefully he had some fun last
hopefully
night.
Hopefully he did.
He is from around here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I know. I don't know the other. So I'm sure there's someone has a celebrity watch list from last night's
probably.
Event.
Well,
I'd
we
love
heard
to know
that
if...
Rachel from the current star
Rachel,
of The Bachelor.
Where's Rachel?
Is she a star? I guess. Was Rihanna there last night?
No.
Well,
that's the other too bad. Day.
Yeah. Yeah. So last night, the national anthem was done by some of the cast members from Hamilton. You said it was the Skylar sisters and the Aaron Burr character.
I believe so. That was Aaron Burr. Yeah. Again. In my lady's defense, we had nosebleed seats and really couldn't see the faces of the
people
on the stage.
Don't defend her. She forgot who was on the stage in the $1,700 ticket fiasco.
Yeah.
All right, let's play it. Damn. God, that was really nice. I've got chills on my arms. It's just some weird voicings on some of the harmonies. Like at first I'm like, oh, can they not hear each other? And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is just freaky, freaky fun. Oh, that one part there in the middle, like, sing it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
All right, the highest paid. Where is Rachel?
Where is she?
People are saying that was Adam.
It was?
Oh, funny.
Yeah,
he's
those
got his fantastic fake braids.
Those dreads are dark black. Oh, not aging a bit, that guy.
Looks like Snoop was with E-40, and E-40 is definitely a Warriors fan. Because he's from the Bay, you know?
Of course.
And he's wearing a hat, and they're both wearing, like, it's almost like purple, you know?
Oh, there's a shot of the two of them.
Well, oh, boy, his hair does look lush.
And I've seen other shots of Snoop wearing Warriors jerseys and stuff. So.
Oh, good. Well, I hope you're right. But Snoop is one of those weird cats that he seems like the most docile, friendliest man, but he comes from that, you know, the rough stuff.
His legitimacy runs deep.
Well, he mellowed out, though, over the years.
Oh, like,
he
for
started
sure.
off I super mean, gangster, and now he's just kind of a pothead for the most part.
He's kind of funny. He's like a funny pothead.
Yeah.
He just wants to keep, keep that money now at this point.
He's retired from the gang life for the most part, I think.
Well, you get to a certain point, you gotta...
It's always interesting. Some of these cats, Ice Cube's one, where if you listen to a record, you're all, oh my, yikes. If you see one of his family movies, you're all, he is the nicest man.
What a delight.
The two just don't seem to, okay.
Forbes just released their Celebrity 100, and I have the top 20. So it takes everything that this person does into consideration. So of course, if they have products on the side or endorsements, etc. The other day we did the highest paid sports figures in the world, and number one on that list was Cristiano Ronaldo with $93 million. He's number five on this. So the range of celebrity is large. You can be anything from a sports entertainer to, you know. a TV star. So go ahead and take a few guesses. Anybody guess who's on this Forbes Celebrity 100? And Taylor Swift off of it. Well, she's on the list. She's at number 49. She only made $44 million this past year. She was the highest paid last year with $170 million.
Well, she was off this year.
She was working on her record.
Huh.
You didn't see too much of her.
Okay, the highest paid. Let's see. What about P. Diddy?
Number one. $130 million.
I still don't know how he does it.
Well, he does it from
Ciroc
vodka. He's got a sports drink, a whole TV network, and his Sean John clothing line. Plus, I'm sure he rakes it in for everybody that he's got producer credits on. I mean, he must have royalty checks just rolling in.
Kesha.
Kesha is not in the top 20.
No, she's one of the ones he's getting money from.
Yeah, she's had a few quiet years here. Mark Wahlberg was number 20. He made $68 million last year, just between movies and everything.
That guy gets around. Yeah, I love the Boston Marathon movie he did.
Yeah, you loved that.
I really liked it. Patriot Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I believe that is it.
Yes.
I will not watch yet another one of those Transformers movies, though. Mm-hmm. And he's the star of it, the upcoming one.
Number 18 is a tie between Adele and Jerry Seinfeld.
Really?
Strange bedfellows. They each made... They both made $69 million. Bruce Springsteen was number 17 on the list. Bruce Springsteen pulled in $75 million.
He's been touring.
Hmm. Well, that's that and whatever else he's got going on got him $75 million. Ellen DeGeneres made $77 million last year. Good for 16th place.
Good for her.
Dr. Phil.
Eh.
What does that mean? He made $79 million last year, and he is number 15. what is that? Soccer player Lionel Messi was $80 million at 14. Justin Bieber made $83.5 million last year. He's at number 13.
He's been touring too, right?
He has. So he's. I feel like he's everywhere right now.
And he had a pretty successful album.
Mm-hmm. And he's a guest on everyone else's record. Number 11 is a tie between Guns N' Roses and Rush Limbaugh. They each made $84 million.
Is that guy still on?
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why would you? But enough people know that he made $84 million last year. LeBron James was number 10 with $86 million. Mystery novelist James Patterson made $87 million. Coldplay made $88 million, eighth place.
Who?
One of the greatest Coldplay. Bands of all time.
Of all time.
Number 7 was Howard Stern.
Oh.
$90 million
good
last
for him.
Year. I know, really good for him. Coming in at number 6 with $92 million, The Weeknd. The Weeknd found a way to pull in $92 million.
I'll tell you how he did
year.
It.
How did he do it?
He listened to Michael Jackson and said, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that. It's just incredible. Does he also have products and stuff? Like, is there The Weeknd vodka or, you know...
Not that I know of, not currently. Hmm. Probably has some stuff in the works, right? All the touring going on.
Number 5 is that soccer guy, Cristiano Ronaldo, $93 million. Drake is number 4. This is the Forbes Celebrity 100, the annual list of the top earning celebrities. Drake made $94 million for number 4. J.K. Rowling was number 3 on the list with $95 million. And number 2... And I'm sure Jay-Z's somewhere on this list, but he's not in the top 20. Beyonce is number 2. Beyonce is the second highest earning celebrity last year, or in this past year. $105 million.
The Weeknd, it says 5.5 billion streaming spins in the past 2 years.
And that's all it takes? Mm. Jesus.
Well, he said he set records.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah. He's got hits.
Still, people complain that they don't get any money off
the streaming. The most streamed album on Spotify and the most consecutive weeks on the top 10 Billboard Hot 100.
Mm. He sold actual units, I'm sure.
So are you saying The Weeknd made more than Justin Bieber?
Yeah, by $10 million. Well, not quite $10 million, but close.
And he sold his girlfriend too, right?
Yeah, she was already gone.
She was in an interview just recently talking about how, I think it was Ryan Seacrest was asking her, do you call him The Weeknd? She goes, no, I call him Abel. Is
that his name? That's what he was born with.
I call him Abel.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, The Weeknd. It's me, your girlfriend.
Abel Tesfaye.
Uh-huh. Oh, Abel Tesfaye.
Abel Tesfaye?
Tesfaye. T-E-S-F-A-Y-E.
Tesfaye.
He's from Canada.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like Drake.
Eh?
Eh? And just like Justin Bieber. Boy, Selena likes those Canadians.
That's true.
So Diddy was our winner this past year, $130 million. Oh, man, that's so much money.
Oh, he's Ethiopian.
No, man, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Katy Perry is everywhere.
Yeah, she is.
You cannot get away from her.
But what's happening to her?
I don't know. It's hard.
It's not looking good on her, man.
It's not. I agree 1,000%. And actually, the song, what is that one song? Paradise or?
No, the music.
Is it Change the Rhythm? Is
Change the Rhythm. Yeah. That one. It's grown on me a lot.
Yeah.
And yet, I told you when it first started, the whole, dude, you're a grown woman and you're a pop star. What are you fighting with another grown woman for? And is that the example you're setting for little girls?
I think the problem is she answered the question on, two weeks ago or whenever it was, and now everybody wants to ask her about it again, and she's just getting, I think, the more you talk about something, the more you keep adding in, and now she's laying the whole damn thing out. That was the first part of it, right? That was Carpool Karaoke, wasn't it?
Correct,
because
yes.
She's also now talking to James Corden again, and this is not Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah, this seems to be a YouTube live stream.
Okay.
To help launch her album and get some pub.
All right.
So she did. Like
so she talks a little more. I guess James Corden says, well, I did get the exclusive the first time, so give me more.
Here's a little bit of what she said.
It's almost like Bless Your Heart.
Right.
Yeah.
God bless her on your journey. And she brought up the dancers the other day when someone asked about it. And how she tried to talk to Taylor, and Taylor was just radio silence.
Can I ask you a question about the dancers? Because I thought about this in the shower the other day.
Did you?
Aren't there a lot of people that aspire to be dancers?
Yes.
Isn't that sort of a big thing coming up through high school and into college? Dance. That's what people... And they can't find dancers, really? These people are fighting. Two big pop star women are fighting over dancers for their concert tour.
Yeah, it has to be the principle. I agree with you. It has to be the principle of the thing. Like, these are probably dancers that Taylor had worked with in the past and expected to come out on tour with her this time. And when they went with Katy, she felt betrayed. She was looking for a reason to break up with Katy Perry.
You know what? At that level, it just makes me think, you know what, Taylor or Katy, hire a person. Go scour the colleges and find a crew of young people that you can bring up and bring them on tour and hire only women. Do whatever you want. Like, make it a thing. But
they'd like to hire those people because, I dance for Mariah Carey. I dance for Jennifer Lopez, who incidentally just started her new show looking for the competition for dancers.
Right.
I was just thinking, like, man, you could do dancer interns, do anything, make it a thing instead of fighting with another lady publicly about dancers.
Right.
So I'm reading about it, and it says that they were originally Katy's dancers first, and then
the plot thickens.
And then Katy's tour ended, so then they signed up with Taylor's tour, and Taylor considered them family. And then that happened. Now she's...
Oh, once she's adopted you, you can't leave. Well, go be
part
with
of
you.
Her squad.
You can't go see your biological mother on her tour.
Is this friend hopping?
Yuzette? Oh, Yuzette. No. Is this friend
hopping? Oh, no.
What is this?
Can you see Taylor's side of this,
Yuzette? I can see both sides, but that's professional.
It's professional?
Yeah.
These are people just trying to make a living.
Exactly.
They want to continue dancing.
That's totally fine.
Being family does not put spaghetti on my table.
I mean, sometimes you go to another radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not by choice.
I kind of want to stay where you are.
By choice. Sometimes it is.
It's tour hopping, which is kind of cool.
There you go.
Tour hopping.
You just want to be working.
Yeah.
So James Corden also asked her about past boyfriends, and he picked out a few of them and asked her to rank them. And I think that the funniest part of it was that the one that is the best, he didn't even ask her about. Do you have that whole clip?
I have a really short... version.
Give me that, and then I'll So she's saying, he says, so they're the top three.
So what
Who's
was
the second
order?
One? I didn't hear. Who the second
Orlando
one?
Bloom.
Oh, Bloom. Okay, I couldn't make
and
that
And then
out.
John Mayer. Uh-huh.
So uh-huh. is the best lover.
John Mayer's the best lover?
Of those three. She said, he says, so let's say they're all your top three. And she says, oh, are they? And talks about Josh Groban, who apparently is the person for whom she wrote the song, The One That Got Away.
Josh Groban.
Josh freaking Groban.
By the way, I know you guys haven't interviewed him. But
who is that?
He's a super nice singer. Guy. Play his song. Vinny will love his song.
One time he did the national anthem, and they were shooting right up in front of him. He had a humongous booger.
Okay, that is who I thought it was. Yeah. That's so
he's very funny. He actually has a great sense of humor. He's a very talented singer. He's not like, you know, his music's not up your alley or mine. Or
so you're doing. What you're doing right now is
turn this up.
He has a great personality.
He's funny. I've seen him in a couple like Funny or Die things, and
this guy, no.
You think he sang this to her
on
with candles
out.
Lit and
no.
rose
no,
petals?
No, don't even. Leave your clothes on and get out.
Yep.
She says he's the one. Josh Groban.
I don't believe it.
You know, I don't either.
I believe it.
Girls say stuff with motive a lot.
Yeah, she just wants John Mayer to feel bad about himself.
Yep.
Is John Mayer dating anyone right now?
I don't know. He's dating the dead, I think.
All right.
He's busy.
Well, he's doing two things, actually. Yeah, he's super busy. He's doing the dead, and he just released an album. So he's touring his own thing, too.
He was with Chappelle, too, recently, right?
And yeah.
They're friends.
Here in town.
He used to. I saw him on Chappelle's show back in the. Remember, like, I think before John Mayer was as famous. Obviously, he's super famous now, but it's like, who's that Frankenstein-looking dude just standing around all this?
You know, he used to date Kim Kardashian and Minka Kelly.
He's been around.
Yeah, those are. Minka Kelly is so hot.
He does a really good
job.
And
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, really? She was a catch in the day, too.
And I mean, Vanessa she probably still Carlton. Is,
oh, who else dated Vanessa Carlton? Isn't that
Stephen Jenkins?
Yeah, from Third Eye Blind.
Right.
We're like living together.
They're about to tour that first album, the 25th. Is it the 20th or the 25th anniversary of that first album?
I think it's the 20th. Didn't that break just as we were getting here?
Yeah.
That's smart.
I was reading about it.
Tour your big
Stone.
Album.
Oh, it's why wouldn't you? Such a good album, too.
Oh, my God. I totally agree. If you have an album that has that many, it's like, but you know, Boston should have just toured that album. I mean, it's too late now, but they should have just toured that first album. You know? Go crazy, people.
Oh, no. They're doing something. They're doing Amanda.
He's not dating anyone right now.
97,
yeah. Adam West. Oh my God! Where does the time go?
Whoa!
I don't know. This is the latest we've ever
Sarah.
Been. Is the clock wrong?
Vinny, you're gonna have about 2 minutes for your news.
All right. Goodbye. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Dove Men's Plus Care Antiperspirant. And that is very fitting because this is our Father's Day giveaway. We got some really cool stuff from a place called HyperX, hyperxgaming.com. They design high-quality gaming products, and they're a big e-sports sponsor, and they're offering our listeners a Father's Day prize pack with their newest award-winning game gear used by pro players worldwide. We get to take some of this stuff home and try it out, and it's really, my kids flipped out over
really?
It.
Oh, really? Good.
Yes. So this is a great prize pack for dad. If you've got a husband who loves to game or a dad who loves to game or whatever your situation is. We are going to start with caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. The first person after caller number 9 who can correctly identify this TV dad. Yeah, go ahead and play it right now. That is fabulous fatherly advice from a wonderful TV dad. We're going to start with caller number 9 and the first person who... is able to correctly identify that TV dad.
First and last name.
First and last, exactly. is going to win this awesome HyperX prize package.
Can you start with Molly on line 1, please?
I certainly can. Hello, Molly.
Hello.
What TV dad did we just hear from?
Was it Ozzy?
Go on.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Is the correct answer. That is the TV dad that we're looking for, and you've won a wonderful HyperX gaming setup for the dad in your life. All right, hold the line, okay? Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Let's give that website out one more time, Sarah.
HyperXGaming.com. Did you know that 91% of guys that use new Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant recommend it? So if you're heading to the gym right now, why not pick some up on the way?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by...
Hold, please.
There's so many pages today, huh?
Your mom. Mm. Right?
I don't know.
It says,
what's MBA?
We'll do that next time
All
around.
All right. But he has one. Anyway. Oh my God, this is going so smoothly.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won last night, everyone. Woo! Completing the NBA Finals Championship. It's 2 out of 3.
Mm.
2 out of 3 years they've been the champions. That's pretty incredible. And the city partied last night, and I didn't hear anything really bad.
No.
That went down. A couple celebrations with some broken glass, but nothing
right
out of hand.
People didn't burn their own houses down or anything.
It was just a big party, and that's great to hear. So congratulations to the Warriors. The big parade will be on Thursday. I think we made a post letting you know exactly how to find the route if you want to get on there and be part of that celebration. Kevin Durant was your playoffs MVP.
Congratulations to him. He apparently joined the right team.
Yeah. Well, and he really was the MVP. He was phenomenal.
He's good at basketball.
He's really, really good. And actually, guys like built like him, you just expect him to be so lappy and so can't get out of their own way. And he is graceful.
How tall is he?
He's over 7 foot.
Really?
He is super tall, super long. The arms are unbelievably long, and yet he is graceful.
Mm.
You watch him, like, you know, right through the paint.
Oh, Betty, it says that he height is 6'9".
Oh. What?
Wingspan, 7.
He's 6'9"? Really?
Yeah, 7 feet.
And then
7 feet wingspan.
240 pounds.
And he looks skinny. I mean,
at almost 7 feet, that is skinny.
I thought he was taller than that. But yeah,
still pretty damn tall.
So graceful, though. Mm. Really. Anyway. Congratulations, Warriors fans. They say here there were people dancing in the streets in Oakland, honking their horns, celebrating the team's latest NBA title. So that's great to hear. Did you know this was the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of the celebration signs everywhere?
Because of that story I did a couple days ago about there's going to be a free Summer of Love 50th anniversary concert,
exactly.
And somebody from Mill Valley had tried to get that going.
Oh, right. I do remember that.
Yeah, it's like a fishy
whole thing.
The city, Parks and Rec, is going to throw their own, and this guy's like, hey, man, that was my idea.
San Francisco is hoping for another invasion of visitors as the city celebrates its iconic cultural event with museum exhibits, music festivals, and more. So there'll be a lot of stuff aimed at the Summer of Love, hoping people will feel nostalgic and want to be a part of it.
I wouldn't have thought it was 67, would you? I would have thought it was like 1970 or something.
I wouldn't have bothered with that thought at all, but I did just watch that Grateful Dead thing, and they were front and center for all of that stuff. And it is neat. In that documentary, there's so much footage of the hate and them doing shows right there in the street out in front of that home that they all shared. It's neat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no one can afford to live here anymore, so, you know, there's no more musicians. They got to find someplace else to live.
Right.
Sorry.
Or a backup plan.
Right.
You know, one of those.
Jim Bury, speaking of money, Jim Bury has filed for bankruptcy and is going to be closing 450 stores.
That's too much. I used to love Jim Bury. They had these little kid classes you could take your kid to.
I know.
Super fun.
What is it exactly?
It's a, well, I mean, I guess specifically it's a kid's clothing store. Pretty high end. Like, it was always on the very expensive side, considering my kid's going to be able to wear this for about a month before they grow out of it and I have to come back here and get more expensive stuff. But I did love that they had like a little kind of a playroom area at many of the stores, and you would go in there like and you'd sign up for the kid classes and your kid would tumble and play with other children.
Oh, there's three of them in San Francisco.
I'm pretty sure that's where I got the blanket that I got for
the
kid.
I am positive that's where you got it. It's a that was his favorite blankie.
Well, it's happened again, everyone. A prep school math teacher in North Carolina has been arrested for having inappropriate sexual contact with three male students.
What's her name?
Erin Elizabeth McAuliffe, age 25. She's good looking. It's surprising. There's something clearly wrong mentally with someone who is using the high school
as their dating app.
Yeah.
It's, well, you know, I'm with you. There's something wrong with someone who knows very clearly what the rules are and yet finds themselves in a situation. She's gorgeous. She's super pretty.
Oh, there's more. Look at this one with her top half open. And you're just like, that's a teacher?
Yeah.
And she's dating the students.
Three of them, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, just, I mean, that's a person who can't separate right from wrong.
Apparently, the rumor had been going around the school. School staffers made others aware of the allegations. The police were called in for an investigation. Police say the acts took place off campus, involved two 17-year-old students and one 16-year-old student.
All together?
Doesn't say the acts exactly. I don't have all the dirty details. I just know that she is currently suspended and she was arrested as she should
be. She should be.
I mean, there
should be a class in teacher school. Most teachers, most prospective teachers won't need it. But clearly there are. Jesus, her boob is hanging out in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Lady, come on. Take the class at teacher school that tells you again and again. Maybe it's like, you know, Bart Simpson style. Like, you have to just write on the, I promise I won't bang any of my students. Like, hundreds of times, just so it's in your head.
So weird.
It is weird. Like, you don't do it. Don't you listen to the news? Come on.
I always talked a lot as a young man. Never had what you'd call game. Mm. But the idea that I could get that lady to do me, it would never have even occurred to me.
Right.
She would have happened. Had to actually written it down.
100 yes, times on a blackboard.
I'm hitting on you. Mm. Yes. No, for real. I'm hitting. Look at her. Super cute.
Very. Very cute.
No,
girl.
I'm really. Yes, I really want you to. Yes. Come on. I mean, I don't even.
You gotta be kidding. What are there hidden cameras in here or something?
What's wrong with you? Does it have teeth? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Some reason you can't get grown men to date. Well, if that's what the heart wants, the heart's going to have to wait. You just, you know, wait till the kids graduate or something. Keep it, you know, keep an eye on a few of them. Be like, hey, come visit me next year when you're not my student
yeah,
anymore.
And follow you're legal. The lead of right. The president of France.
Right.
Oh, because he waited, you mean? And went back?
He went back.
He went back and destroyed her marriage
later.
Yeah,
he said, hey, listen, now you can leave your family for me.
Right, because I'm of age.
President of France.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, as far as the Groban thing, never underestimate the nerd that finally gets sex.
Oh, like they've had so much time to think about it that they're just amazing at it.
And he's figured out all the angles.
Mm.
He used math. Bastard.
Or a blow-up doll to practice on. Well, you don't know.
More.
Oh, he loves us so much. Sing it, Hooman.
I don't know the word.
We got a lot of confirmation texts that it was Adam Duritz at the Warriors game last night on the sidelines with all the hairdo. Mm. So, good for him.
Found a place to wear his do out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Lindsay Lohan.
All right.
And I have a story about an orgy.
Oh, fun.
Right.
Yes, speaking of the Summer of Love and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.